Hey, it's Rob and Kennedy.
Hello. Today on the Email Marketing Show, we're talking about how to say no when someone asks you to honor an expired discount, deal, or offer. You know what it's like? You run a special offer, a discount, a bundle with extra stuff in it, and it finishes, it ends on like Tuesday night, and always the case, Wednesday morning, someone gets in touch and says, oh, I just missed it. Can I please get the deal? How do you say no? Should you say no? Why should you? And much more in today's episode.
Before we get into that, though, if you would like our list of the top 10 books we recommend to improve your email marketing, that's just one of the resources that you'll find for free over at emailmarketingheroes.com/resources. It won't expire. It's going to be there forever, but you should go and get it now anyway.
Yeah, because the sooner you get it, the sooner you can use it, right? He once saw a man clipping his fingernails onto a local cafe table. It's comedy hypnotist Robert Temple.
And he bought me a gift 3 years ago and still hasn't given it to me. It's psychological mind reader, Kennedy.
Robin Kennedy. I'm still looking around my home office here trying to think, where the flippin' heck have I put the gift? And honestly, you're going to flippin' love this gift.
I'm very excited. Where did it come from? Can I have a clue?
It's a good question.
Was it the pound shop?
I think I was in Germany at the time. And I was doing some lectures and talks and stuff. And I saw this thing and I was like, I've got to get you one. Huh. Do you know how long sausages last? Oh, hello. This is the show where we give course creators, coaches, and membership site owners everything that you need to use psychology-driven email marketing and be the email marketing hero of your business with a brand new episode every Email Marketing Wednesday.
It's just Wednesday, mate. It's just Wednesday. It's not Email Marketing Wednesday. It's just Wednesday.
Can you please get on board with me, please, folks? If I think we should call it Email Marketing Wednesday. So we're going to try and have a bit of crack about this. On the socials, give me a hashtag Email Marketing Wednesday. Make sure you tag Rob and I, at Rob and Kennedy, over on Twitter, on Instagram, wherever you fancy. And I want to see, come on, people, get with me. It's Email Marketing Wednesday, right?
Don't encourage him, folks. Don't encourage him.
And by the way, while you've got your phone in hand doing that, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you don't miss an episode of the show.
Hang on, TikTok Tuesday. I'm just making notes. While you're listening to this, make sure you also grab yourself a selfie or a screenshot of the episode. We want to know that you're listening to it. We want to know what episode you're listening. Because, you know, we get to log in and look at all the little numbers of all of the people listening to the show. But we want to know that you specifically are listening to the show. You're not a statistic. So we want to know who you are, what you're listening to, what you're getting value from. So take a photo, take a screenshot, whack it on the socials. And then you can tag us at Robin Kennedy, hashtag Wednesday.
In all seriousness, we're having a bit of a laugh, but we genuinely really appreciate every single time that you share the show on a social media platform and tag us. It really means so much to see the different types of people, the different types of businesses from all parts of the world, different cities and states and all stuff around the world. We genuinely love it. We really appreciate you spreading the word. So thanks for doing that. So, Rob, today we're talking about this icky moment. And it always happens. We don't know anybody who this does not happen to. You do a launch, you do some kind of new product and you put a discount on it, or you're doing a flash sale or a new bundle, something like that. And it closes at that particular time. And then minutes and hours later, we all get emails. We all get messages on Instagram and stuff saying, I meant to buy it, but something happened. Or, oh, I really like that, but I missed out on the deal. Would you be able to sort it out for me? And I think this is one of the things that really made Rob and I realize that we're on the same page when it comes to business and business ethics. And, of course, starting a business together and teaching email marketing, that we agree so passionately about this thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to have an opinion on here. The answer is no, you can't do it. You've got to be true to your word. You've got to say, if you say that the deal ends at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night, it has to end at 10 p.m. on Tuesday night. That's just the way it goes. I mean, just to begin with, it's just, certainly here, and probably I would imagine in most countries in the world, it's just not legal to say that this thing's going to happen and then extend it. There's a few things we've seen, and there's a few different types of deal that this applies to. This applies to anything where they get some benefit by buying it before a certain date or time, or within, actually, not just times, but also within like a certain quantity. So if you say this is going to be available to the first 100 people, and you go past that, you can't just keep going and go, well, bloody hell, we sell 200 of those, we'll make twice the money. You just can't do it. So you've got to pay attention to if it's, and there's a few different things it could be. It could be get this discounted price before this date or within this number of purchases. It could be buy now and you'll get this extra amazing bonus. It could be this is a deal where you'll get lifetime access to the thing as opposed to like a monthly payment or something. That's going to expire on a certain date and time. The price is going to go up soon because we're putting the price up.
The product's going away. Things. You can no longer enroll. I mean, that's, right. You know, more and more common for like live classes, right?
Yeah, so you've got to focus, first of all, when we say the deal, we don't just mean get one of these and get another one free or get one of these and it's going to be a bit cheaper. It's anything where they get some kind of benefit. And the minute that that happens, it just becomes false advertising, illegal advertising, misleading advertising, and that's just not legal. It's as bad as saying, buy this for $29.99 and you'll get it in the boost tomorrow. And then they give you the $29.99 and you don't send them it. You just take the $29.99 and bugger off with it. So like it's as bad as that. That's how serious we are about this.
Yeah, it's really, really important. And the way we feel about it is if you are going to use the strategy and reap the benefits of using time-bound urgency, then that comes at the cost of saying no once the deal is over. You've reaped the benefits of it. You've got that surge of sales. You've had the uplift that you got from running that thing. But you can't take the piss. You can't then have a bonus cashola on the back end. It is just not ethical. It's just not legal. And we're going to talk about how it is you say no and don't come across as a dick. Still actually use that as a moment to do something really incredibly powerful with your subscribers. And actually, we're going to talk about some of the bigger effects that this has. And we're going to give you the whole toolkit on this. So, yes, the big thing of this is you have to say no. And we're going to talk about how, but let's get into some of the stuff first. The first thing is the reason you have to say no is not just legal, all right? If you want to skirt that line, that's kind of up to you. But the other big thing is it's about how you are training that subscriber in their subconscious belief system about you. And whether when you say something, whatever it is, not just about a deal ending, whatever you say, should they believe you or not? Because if you said this deal ends yesterday at 2 p.m., but today you're going to honor this thing for them, whatever you say in the future, not on a conscious level, not on a, I don't believe them, not on that level, but on a subconscious level, there'll be this niggling feeling of, I don't 100% trust this person. And what we all have to be doing is building trust, because no one can buy from us if they don't trust us and if they don't trust they can get the results that we're promising. So as soon as trust's gone, none of us can make any sales. None of us can make any money. None of us can build a business or affect and impact people. We just can't. So we're immediately absolutely trashing, carving up trust in front of people the moment we become dishonorable to these sales. And we don't want to do that. And what happens is now we start to damage our future sales because they don't trust us anymore. But then on that conscious level, the next time they see a special offer from us or a course that's going to close or an extra bonus bundle or any kind of time-bound thing, they're going to not even consider buying the thing now because their mind will go to, well, if I ever do want that, I'll just drop them an email and I'll get it. And that means you have now just completely murdered urgency for this person. You cannot run urgency, and urgency is so powerful. You definitely want to use it. You want to give people a reason to act now. But if their thought process is, well, if I ever do want it, when is if I ever do? If I ever do is never. You know it. You said that in your head before I even got the words out of my mouth. That is never. So you are actually slaughtering your ability to ever use urgency with that person. Can you tell we actually really care about this?
If I ever do, sounds like a really bad drinking game, like never have I ever. If I ever do. So what we're looking to do here is to bear in mind that every time you're going to run one of these deals, like Kennedy said, you want somebody to go and jump on this. Point in case, a couple of years ago, Kennedy WhatsApped me one day and said, a voice message, dude, there's this new SaaS platform. I've just come across it. They're running a deal right now. They're running a deal. It expired last night. But listen, if we had joined in that deal, it was like $37 a month instead of $97 a month or $200 a month or something. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. Tell you what, just send them an email and see if you can get the discount, because we're quite happy to be on the receiving end of somebody doing this, is the truth. So I said, of course, you might as well have a go. So
we all are, right? We all want to get the deal. So totally. By the way, the lesson here is not don't ask for the deal. The lesson here is don't give the deal. Always ask for the deal, for God's sake.
Absolutely. So Kennedy sent them an email and said, hiya, I've just found out about this. Now, I want to point this out because we're going to come back to this in a second. He said, I've just found out about you and just found out that there was a deal that we missed yesterday. Could we possibly have it? I just want you to know that those parameters are in place. We'd never heard of this thing until after the deal had finished, but only by a few hours. Mm-hmm. And people think that makes it okay, by the way. I only missed it by 10 minutes. Well, the bus doesn't, like, if you miss the bus by 10 minutes, it doesn't reverse and park back up so you can get on, does it?
Yeah, no, yeah. When you die, the Grim Reaper doesn't go, 10 minutes later, though.
This took a morbid turn. Anyway, sure enough, they emailed back and said, sure, you can have the deal. And I'm pretty sure it was $197 a month, discounted to $37 a month. Now, for us as a business, just think about that amazing saving we've just had. And they've just had a sale. Because the truth is, we probably wouldn't have paid $197 a month for it. Didn't need it that badly. But they've just got a sale they wouldn't have got otherwise. So they're patting themselves on the back. But we have so little trust for them as a brand now. And the next time they run a deal, we're not going to be in any hurry to go and grab it. So literally, we are seeing this happen from the subscribers, from the customer's perspective. And so I think it's really important to bear that in mind here.
Totally, now, absolutely.
There are some exceptions to this.
Yeah, there are exceptions, and that's the really important thing. This is like everything in business, and everything we talk about on the show and everything we do everywhere, all of us, there are always exceptions. It's not clear cut. It's not a solid line in the sand. So for example, we do honor things if someone has genuinely, and we can see, not just they say, but we can see they have genuinely and clearly tried to buy it. So for example, someone gets in touch when we're running a deal and we've closed the deal, they get in touch and they say, hey, I tried to buy that thing, and we can look up in our system and see, oh yes, Rob Temple tried to buy our complete daily email strategy during that sale. His card failed twice, and it looks like it was a problem with his bank. We can see he actually went to go ahead and really genuinely buy the thing. He did all the things. The only reason he didn't get across the line was because of something which is absolutely beyond his control. It wasn't that he had just found out about it. It wasn't that he sort of dilly-dallied and stayed on the fence about it. It was he tried. He was there. He was buying the thing at the time. And technology is not perfect. It's far from perfect. So if it was a technical problem and it's genuinely not their fault, we'll often say that's the reason. But here's a really important thing. When you do that, you have to expressly tell them that's the reason. So you say, we've had a lot of people ask the same question, ask if they can have the deal afterward. We've said no to them, but we can see that you tried to purchase it at 10:27 yesterday morning. You had a problem with your bank. So here's a link for you to go and do it. Because what we don't want to do still in honoring that, we don't want to break their trust. So we want to be very explicit about the conditions that they are getting this deal under, and we're honoring that deal. There's another way we do this, right, Rob?
Yeah, so if there's a thing where you've got a deal set up where they can get that deal in a couple of different ways, so maybe like you've got a $1,000 product and you're selling it for $200 as a spot, as like a flash sale, and you sell a bunch of them, and that closes down. That deal closes. And somebody gets in touch and says, well, I missed it by 10 minutes. Can I have it? But you have that as a $200 offer behind another product. So when somebody goes and buys another thing for $97, you offer it for $200 there, or even more, $300, $400. If there's a deal to get that thing somewhere else. at less than the full price or to get the bonuses or whatever, then you can actually just say to them, listen, this is bad business to tell you this, but if you go over there and buy this other thing, you'll actually see that offer again. As a deal here, it's closed. There's a front-end deal that's offered, you know, that's gone. I can't offer that to you anymore. And we'll give you the exact words we use in a minute. We can't offer you that anymore. But just so you know, if you go and buy this other amazing product, this widget number B, and then look at the upsell after that, you'll actually be able to see that. So again, really, really powerful way to be able to honor the deal in a way that is totally ethical.
And the only reason we're comfortable with that is because that deal is behind them jumping through another hoop that they could, and the way we look at it, and Rob always says this in our business meetings, he said, well, if they went and found that other deal, like if they went and found that other front end, which is not related to this deal, and they bought that front end because they like our stuff, they would then see that deal anyway. So we don't circumvent the front end. We tell them that this is an evergreen upsell at a discount right behind this front end, but you would have to go and buy the front end. So would they be able to otherwise find that deal by going through another route? And if the answer is yes, then we'll point them to that route. So let's talk about affiliates, Rob, and what we've seen with affiliates when this happens. And we're still teasing you, of course. We're going to give you the exact words we use to say no and repair and maintain and actually strengthen the relationship with people while also saying no to them. But let's talk about affiliates, Rob.
Yeah, so there's two sides of this. There are a ton of affiliates who will not promote your thing if it's not legit. And most of the time, they won't come and ask you. They'll just assume you're a good person, a decent human, and you're doing the right thing. But if they found out that, for example, they promoted your offer and you said that the launch closes at this time or after this many sales, and then it doesn't, most affiliates who are worth their salt won't promote you ever again. And when I say there's two sides to this, we've come across that before where affiliates have said, is that countdown timer legit? And we say yes. And on the flip side of that, if we found out that we promoted somebody, and we very rarely do, but if we found out that we promoted somebody else's thing and they'd done some kind of shenanigans with false urgency or false scarcity, we wouldn't promote them ever again either, and we would kick off. And the other side of that is there's also affiliates who promote your offer and they could get you in hot water. Now, I'm not a lawyer, so I've no idea what the legalities are here. And I don't know how responsible you are for what your affiliates say. I don't know if there's any cross law legal problems there at all. But just from a reputation perspective, you have to monitor as best as you can what your affiliates are saying about you. So when they're sending emails to their list and saying, go and buy this thing, this amazing product, it's currently at a special offer, you've got to be careful that they're not doing anything tricky to make it look like there's some special deal going on that will expire. So for example, we have an affiliate promoting one of our offers. They have a discount thing that they offer to their list. And then they sort of implied in their emails that that discount was going to end on, say, Friday at 10 p.m. And it wasn't. It's an evergreen discount, right? Their promotion of the product was going to end then, but they were and their bonuses were going to go away. But our product wasn't expiring and they made it sound like it was. And so what we did, we actually got refund requests, and obviously they come with the annoyance and the expense and the reputational damage with your merchant processor. We got refund requests from somebody who came and said, you know, affiliate Bob promoted this. He wasn't actually called Bob, but affiliate Bob promoted this and said the deal was going to end Friday at 10 p.m. and it didn't. I've just gone and checked and it's still available. It's still the same price. You're a dirty, rotten scammer and I don't want to do business with you anymore. So please, can you refund me and delete me from your list? And so we've done nothing wrong, but this has become a problem. It's become our problem. Again, legally, I don't know where that puts us, but it's become our problem that an affiliate has done that for us. So again, this is that important. You want to keep an eye on what's going on and what other people are doing with your stuff as well.
Okay, so now let's get into what we actually say. We play around a lot with how do we say no in the nicest possible way, because you have to, as a business person, you have to figure out ways of saying no. I mean, that's one of the most powerful skills I think we can all have. It's easy to say yes to everything. Oh, yes, I'm going to do this. So this is how we are doing it. So if somebody gets in touch and said, hey, I saw your thing. It was available yesterday. Can I get it today? It's expired. We'll reply with something like this. Sorry that you missed out on the discount. While I'd love to be able to offer it to you at that price, I hope you understand that in order to be fair to everyone who rushed to grab it before it expired, we're not going to be able to extend the deal. So we want them to totally understand that in order to be fair to all of the other people who did get there on time, that it's a no straight away. We're not going to mislead them, all right? we're not going to be able to extend this deal, right? So, plus, since we advertised it as ending on Tuesday, we'd be at risk of false advertising if we let people buy it at the discounted price after the deadline. We've done two really important things. We've showed them an emotional reason, because they would think, they might now start thinking, yeah, if I was in that other bunch of people who rushed, I'd be pissed off if I found out you were doing dodgy dealings on the back of that. That's an emotional one. And then we back it up with a legal one, because if they shrug their shoulders and said, I don't care, I still want it, we then back it up with the legal facts around, well, that would just be naughty. This has done a few things. One, this has said no, and it's gotten to understand why that's the case. And secondly, it's trained them as to, next time we do an offer, even if it's not on this product, whatever we say, if we say it ends at midnight, guess what? They are going to be front of the queue. They are going to be there, and they're going to make damn sure they don't miss out on the discount. And our urgency becomes not only real, but it becomes much, much stronger. It becomes much more real for that person. And they can, and the reason is, they've experienced the consequences. A lot of the times in marketing, what many of us don't focus on is looking at the consequences. And when somebody experiences consequences, that's when we learn our biggest lessons in life, isn't it? Think about when you didn't do your homework and you ended up in detention. Well, it's because of the consequences that you didn't miss doing your homework all too many times again, right?
You can't say never, but like you were much, much more tempted to get it in on time. So this is so important. You've got to make sure that you keep this straight, and you've got to make sure that you stand by it. Just for legal reasons, moral reasons, you'll sleep better at night, and your customers, they're just going to become more responsive and more profitable going forward. So cool.
It is. It's really, really cool. If you want our top 10 book recommendations that will actually improve the results that you get from your email marketing, the way that you write your emails and find the right words to say what you want to say, go over and get to emailmarketingheroes.com/resources, emailmarketingheroes.com/resources, and you'll be able to download our top 10 book recommendations. That'll be lovely for you.
If you want to discuss all of this stuff as well, you can hang out in our Facebook group. Just go to the Email Marketing Show community on Facebook. Join us there. It's totally free. And talk about how you're going to use this stuff in your business.
Love it. Also, if you've had any experiences where you have received discounts outside of the discount range, we want to hear your stories. Maybe don't name names, but I want to hear about all those dodgy deals.
It suddenly sounds like we're going to start a helpline. Just call 0800.
Yeah, just call in. Anyway, it's time for this week's
subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Okay, Rob, you've been into the old keep machine and you've pulled out an absolute doozy.
Yeah, so the subject line was, we can't be friends. And it was talking about the fact that when Facebook first became a thing, everybody was just accepting friend requests from everybody, especially if it, like, you'd meet them at a party and no, you'll never see them again because they're a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of somebody's cousin. But you suddenly become connected on Facebook and everyone, hello, what's your name? Sheila. Hello, Sheila. Have you got Facebook? Like, that was how the conversation went. So talk about the fact that now everyone's a bit more protective. You've only got 5,000 friends. Loads of people filled up their 5,000 friends and now they're trying to strip it down. And I've got a nifty little method for getting rid of people I don't actually know off my Facebook. So that was it. That was what it was called. And it was called We Can't Be Friends.
I love it.
Subject line of the week. Subject line of the week.
Right now, one of our focuses is getting the world of email marketing really spruced up, I think is the right word, and helping more people sell more of their courses, make more sales of their coaching programs, and bring more members into their memberships. And the only way we can do that is by getting the message about great email marketing in front of more people. So if you would help us to spread the word, that would be so amazing. So please share this episode. Share the fact that you listen to the Email Marketing Show. Inbox some people, direct message some people, put a poster on your wall, take out advertising, whatever you'd like to do. But seriously though, if you would share the word, spread the word about the show, we would really, really appreciate it. Thanks so much. That's it. We're back next week with another cracking guest.
If you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this episode, just call 0800 9999.